What you are about to witness is scientifically authentic. It is just one step ahead of present-day reality and two steps ahead of present-day sexiness. Prepare yourself to attempt to conceive an inconceivable outer space adventure. Brace yourself for something so fantastically fantastical, you'll soil yourself from intergalactic excitement. Get ready to...
If you want it, take it. I should have said it before. Try to hide it, fake it. I can't pretend anymore.
Friendly Geordie's podcast, where we have a segment that I think is an automatic winner before I even announce what it is. Can you do that? No, you can't. So, look, the point is, it's good.
And it's real, real good.
The name of it is, I can see them playing that.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to go for a really epic beginning of that, and... As the YouTube phenomenon that I'm sure is dead to everybody as Tobuscus is, epic fail. But
Tobuscus?
Who cares? The point is, I can see them playing that is a game where you pick historical figures and the idea is that you're in a casting agency coming up with which actor or person even should be playing that historical figure. But the most inappropriate possible person that you could pick. And on top of that, every time when you hear the answer, you want them to play it. It'd be so much better than Nelson Mandela being played by Morgan Freeman. Oh, wow, what a good pick. Mm. How much better would it be if Chris Tucker played him?
Man, how much Chris better would Tucker everything would kill if
just
it.
Exactly Chris Tucker should just be who that really small black guy is that's not funny at all. What's his name?
Kevin Hart.
Why isn't Chris Tucker that guy?
Yeah. And you know what? I was arguing with someone yesterday because they're like a massive fan of Kevin Hart. And I was telling them that I would pay to watch a Trump rally over Kevin Hart.
And no one could disagree with you, surely.
They were like, oh my God, how much would you pay for a Trump rally? I was like, dude, I'd pay $100.
Easy.
Easy.
For crap tickets.
For crap tickets. Just to like look at his one part of his ear. Just not even the face. Because they're so funny. And I recently came up to that conclusion as look, I'm no fan of Trump. And everyone that listens to the pod knows that. But he is so funny. And can you stop asking me to be outraged by his style of presidency? I'm not American. Yeah. To me, it's funny.
And you're not a baby boomer.
Yeah, I'm not a baby boomer. Dude, like, he's bringing... Okay, so there's a lot of hidden policies behind his comedy. But let's... If we ignore that for a bit... Dude, he's like one of the best comedians there is. He's way better than any of the modern comedians that are coming out.
Because he's got two things going for him. Either he's saying something that's stupid, so he's a clown, mm-hmm. or he's paying someone out, so he's a comedian.
Yeah.
How many people are comedians and clowns? Chris Tucker and him. That's it.
That's it. Chris Tucker makes a comeback. Yeah, just like him saying...
Chris Tucker better have voted for Trump, and I suspect he did.
Yeah. He's just... So I was watching his North Carolina rally, and like every rally, they at one point they just start screaming, build up, whoa, build that wall. And Trump just says, wait a minute, it's not build that wall, it's continue building that wall, Mr. President.
Calls himself Mr. Wall. President. It's so much more respectful than even when people refer to themselves in third person. Yeah.
There is literally no wall, and he is asking his people to continue building that.
Move it to build that fence.
Yeah. Dude, as long as he's not my president, so he's funny. And let the shit show continue. Because, like, you know, even if it wasn't there, it would have been some other fucking Republican, and he would have just been
who's
doing
not
that.
Funny.
Who's not funny, but the net
who's
result's
his, like,
the same.
Ugly Buzz Aldrin vice president again? Pence.
Yeah, Pence.
You prefer that guy?
Yeah, Mike Pence. Like, and I hate when people are like, I would prefer Pence over Trump. Dude, no.
No, you wouldn't.
No, it will be the same thing.
It'll be worse.
And it'll just be, like, dull and boring.
And on top of that, he wouldn't have pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the one good thing Trump has done.
Yeah, well, he has also pulled out of the Paris Accord.
Yeah, but Pence would have done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Pence would have done that, too. Pence would have...
Pence probably would have nuked Paris.
Yeah, the birthplace of Catholicism.
No, he would have put his finger on the button and then somebody would have pushed it away and be like, no, they gave us the Statue of Liberty.
He was like, yeah, but the Pope lives there, so fuck them. I was like, but dude, the Pope doesn't live. It's all the same. Yes. All Europeans.
So good. So, all of Trump's base, how SJW say, hashtag not my president, they have the hashtag not my Pope.
Who would be Mike Pence's Pope?
That televangelist that's always selling tubs of nacho cheese for when the apocalypse ends.
Wait, the guy who reckons that Jesus wants you to have a BMW.
He definitely thinks that. But this guy has made a huge amount of money selling food, and he's always eating it, and it always looks awful. It looks, honestly, like, I would rather eat puke. And he's selling these huge tubs going, the rapture is just around the corner. I was talking to a fisherman the other day. He was saying that it's unseasonably hot. Now, that has nothing to do with man. That is God. And he wants you to buy tubs of food.
But here's the thing. He is more of a Christian than anyone else. I mean, Jesus was a poor man. He probably did eat shit food. So he's selling you shit food. There you go. If you're a proper Christian, you must buy it.
It's such a good thought if Jesus was alive today, just ringing that up, being like, dee, 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 dee. You still got chubs of that nacho?
Yeah,
yeah,
but
a couple.
Yeah, but every time he touches those nachos, it becomes bread, and he gets annoyed by it. God, I don't want to have any more bread.
His name's Jesus. He's clearly a Mexican.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus. So I can, so who are the, so the three historical figures that,
for I can see them playing that.
I can see them playing that is number one, Cleopatra.
Right. So, so you're in a casting agency and you're pitching one of your clients to me.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it.
So I think that we're living in a time of diversity.
Mm, so that's very true.
So we need to like step out of the box here.
Right.
How do we
don't like where this is going.
No, we need to step out of the box here. So we need to be culturally sensitive and at the same time we need $4 billion to be made from this movie. Mm. So how about Jackie Chan makes a comeback playing Cleopatra? I think it can work. Have you thought about that? We can get the Chinese market.
I don't know if he's going to be comfortable doing that. He's into
on board.
Kicking ass. He's not into killing himself with a snake.
Cleopatra did kind of kick people's ass. You need
to
see
this
happening.
Yeah, but she kicked people's ass by seducing them, not by literally kicking their ass.
You don't have any idea how many people live in China, and they're going to watch this.
I don't. How many do live in China? Is it more than Canada?
Slightly more than Canada.
I like where this is going.
And all of them are going to watch money? This. Because we're going to include Kung Fu in a historical movie. So it's the best thing ever.
Actually, you know what? You're right. That would sell so well in China. And they probably don't know who Cleopatra is.
Yeah, now they'll know. That's
doing a service.
Yeah, we're imparting knowledge. Okay, so pitch your Cleopatra.
I was going to use exactly the same pitch. We're living in a time of diversity. And
hey, we are. That clearly signifies that we're living in a time of diversity. Both people are saying the same thing.
And because she's a woman, and that's brave enough in itself, the only thing that could be braver is a transsexual. I pose to you that we have Bruce Jenner play Cleopatra.
You know what? Weirdly, that would work. I feel like he's got the face cut for it.
Fucked. How would that work?
Why? Hey, I think you're being insensitive here again. I think Bruce could do it. He conquered
why?
He conquered our hearts, and now he will conquer Egypt.
He also ran over someone.
Yeah, but
Cleopatra killed people too.
Yeah, but yeah, she did. I'm so afraid of saying anything.
What's the next one? Ali's laptop just fell on the ground. Thank God it's a Hewitt Packer, so it would cost just $350 to replace. That costs less than a printer, that laptop.
Excuse me, it's a working laptop and it just fell. Instead of sympathizing with me, you are paying my laptop out.
You could tell, if someone showed me your laptop, I could say with 100% certainty, if I didn't know you, you are not white.
Why? Because we're all povo, huh? What about the doctors?
Because it's not a Mac.
It's not a Mac, yeah. That is true. Why is, like, a Mac and, like, Apple products reserved exclusively for, like, baller third world people and white people?
Baller third worlders have it?
Yeah.
Because when I was overseas and I was in Korea, because they've still got instilled in them from their dictator that you can only buy Korean product.
Yeah,
so they were all buying Samsungs.
I didn't even know Samsung does laptops. But
Samsung does it. You would be surprised what Samsung does. When you go there, it's like, Samsung presents car. Samsung presents red skin lollies.
Hey, I want a Samsung car.
Well, I want the lollies. You can't get what you want all the time.
Okay. So, the next historical figure, Gandhi.
Ooh, okay, pitch it. Oh, do you want me to pitch mine first?
Okay, you pitch yours.
We're living in a time of diversity.
Yeah, yes we are, yes we are. Keep going.
And although Gandhi is quite diverse, as he is an Indian, there's a group of people that I think are more oppressed, and it would be far more appropriate if we got Jamie Foxx to play Gandhi. I mean, he could do it all. He can rap, he could sing, he could act, he could do stand-up.
Dang.
He could probably put on an Indian accent and lead all of India into rebelling against the British.
Yes! I think no, mine is better. So I'll, but Jamie Foxx can do anything.
And true,
he can play Gandhi. Jamie Foxx is also a stand-up comedian. Did you know that's how he started?
Yep, and I've seen it, and it is shithouse.
Really?
He's the same as that guy that's in Solo now and did that This Is America clip. What's his name again? Childish Gambino. Both these dudes think they're talented at everything. The truth of this matter is, they're shit at all of it.
Oh, it's the ultimate trap. Jack of all trades, master of none.
But so, they're not even jacks of all trades.
They're sevens of all trades. Tens of all trades.
Yeah. Let's go lower than that. Threes.
Threes. Yeah. Hey, but if you get five threes, you've got yourself... Oh, you can't get five threes. There's four threes in a deck. I take that back.
Well, he did cheat in Solo in a card game, so you probably can get that if you're Childish Gambino, not Jamie Foxx. He seems pretty on the level.
All right, so I'll pitch my Gandhi.
What?
We're living in a time of terror.
All right, yep. Okay, so that's a really good start. Solid.
Yeah, solid.
Nothing you say after that could be wrong.
ABC, that's right, that's right. Keep going. I think, similar to yours, Gandhi's got everything. He's got the humanitarian side of him. Mm. He's got the political side of him. Mm. He just doesn't have the musical side of him. So I think we just shave Ariana Grande's head and she will look very similar to Gandhi. She would. And she could just play Gandhi. This is quite a...
How did you think... She does look exactly like Gandhi.
Yeah, and they've both got like a small stature. And Ariana Grande...
Yeah, physically unimposing, mentally challenging.
And I have watched Jimmy Fallon, and she's very good at doing impressions. Admittedly musical, but we could, like, if we put in an extra mil, I think she could do it of political figures as well.
I second that. And on top of that, it'd be cool seeing a bunch of 14-year-olds in a Gandhi biopic when you go to the movie to watch it, like you're watching 17 again.
Yeah, it could be a Disney Gandhi movie. This time, Gandhi wasn't aggressively against the British. He politely told them, "Excuse me, sir, do you mind leaving?"
And he had a pet dog called Pluto that could talk.
Hey, he did have a pet dog called Pluto. Yeah, but he changed his name because Pluto was too Western. Okay, so the third historical figure. This one, I am not even 100% sure if it is a historical figure or not. The Elephant Man.
Yeah, he is. But he's from history. We know who he is.
Who is? What's his name?
I don't know that.
Man of Elephant.
All I know him is just his human Dumbo. You feel sorry for him. Mm. But he was friends with Queen Victoria. And he eventually, this is so sad, he eventually ended up marrying a chick that could love him for him. And that chick was blind.
Oh, shit. That's like the Fantastic Four where the Thing is dating a blind chick.
No way.
Yeah, I saw it in the movie.
Three guesses where they got that from. Clearly, the Elephant Man copied his life from the Thing.
That is something, huh? Yeah. It's kind of mean. I mean, you couldn't find someone that would just like, what about like a chick? There's a lot of girls that aren't that good looking. You could just...
And he was also famous.
Dude,
there's a lot of ugly famous dudes that are scoring way above their
What belt. Are the odds that Elephant Man was like, I just want someone who will love me, but she also needs to be hot. What are the odds of that happening?
You can even it out.
Just because I look like an elephant doesn't mean...
I'd really like to see the Elephant Man's wife. I'm just going to Google that shit, Jamie. Before we continue, yeah. Ali, pad for me.
Yeah.
God, this is so much easier when you have another co-host, but he is currently, at the moment, doing something really important. He's at a pub.
Hey, yeah, Miss Love belongs at a pub. That guy, well, he should have been working at a pub, but I think...
He does work at a pub, basically.
But I am kind of, because I've got my Elephant Man person as well, and I'm a little afraid of my answer. Oh, hold up.
Okay, all that's coming up is modern people that look really scary.
Why? Was Bradley Cooper married to Elephant Man? Because it just shows... Dude,
that better not be your pick for...
Dude, they wouldn't have pictures of the Elephant Man's wife.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And it's just like showing people that look really ugly.
Yeah, this is grossing me out.
Real slack.
No okay. offense to those people, but ew.
So, okay, my pitch for The Elephant Man is, and this time, fuck diversity. It's a very reasonable choice. I think...
Back to basics.
The Elephant Man should be played by the Hindu god Ganesh.
Well, that person doesn't exist. You can't choose a god.
No, excuse me. Are you denying that Hinduism is the true word of gods?
I forgot how film works.
Yeah, it's a
compilation.
Anything
that a Pakistani guy says is right.
Dude, Ganesh was born to play the Elephant Man.
Shut up. That's such a cheap pick.
No, I think it's a very good pick. And
it's a good pick, but at this, like, it can't happen. Do you understand? There'd be nobody on set.
Have you read The Alchemist? If you believe in something, the entire universe is going to conspire to make it happen for you.
Have you read it?
I actually have read it.
Come on, give it a rating out of 10, and I'll give mine because I'm the self-help guru around here.
Well, here's the thing. It's your kind of book.
I know, I've read it. But what do you give it out of 10?
No, I'll give it like a 7 out of 10.
Dude, it's a really shit secret, the movie.
Hey, man.
The secret's way better than...
I just like anything to do with like the Andalusian culture and in Spain and Morocco.
Do you?
Yeah, I really dig their music.
But you're not a white chick that really likes dating dropkick Brazilians.
But I like things that white chicks like. I like romantic comedy movies. Yeah. I also like, my favorite TED Talk is by the woman who wrote Eat, Pray, Love. Elizabeth
That was
Gilbert.
A pretty good one. Yeah, she did well.
TED Talk. It's so good. And such a feel-good TED Talk, too.
Yeah, great talk. What a piece of shit of a film. Now,
hey, Julia Roberts is amazing. Julia Roberts should play Julia Roberts in a movie.
Her life story?
Her life story.
But what's going to happen when she's a baby? Is she just going to be on stage in a diaper?
No, there's CGI. They could fix her. And plus, she can get into character really well. I bet she's got like a great cry.
But she probably looks really decrepit at this point. How old is she?
Excuse me?
You're right.
Excuse
Sorry.
Me.
Now, let's move back to casting.
No. That's a very rude question you've asked.
I don't see what's rude about it. I think I'm just being realistic here.
Dude, okay. This will go unnamed, but like there were these two girls that I sort of got to know me. They listened to a podcast.
Yeah.
And they were saying, okay, so the podcast's all right. But Ali called Kelly Clarkson fat.
She is.
And I don't think that's right. So you called. What did you just say? That how old is she?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I
but
think
Ali,
you need to
look,
backtrack.
You're allowed to say people are fat because you're fat.
Yeah,
I'm allowed
to
say that people are old because I'm old.
Okay, yeah. Like, dude, you're like 2 years older than me. That's that does not apply.
I'm wiser than you, Ali. I know more about that.
All right, fine. Okay, who's your elephant man?
Oh, okay. So, I think that she was given a bad trot, and I am giving away a lot by saying it's a she, but I think she deserves another chance at acting, seeing as her first film, I think her only one as well, was Genius That Was Unrecognized, which was Crossroads.
Oh, shit!
Britney Spears.
Why her? Okay, first tell you, nobody's watched Crossroads besides me.
Yeah, I haven't either. I told you that story, right, where I went into Video Easy and the clerk convinced me not to get it.
What a piece of shit.
I'm really angry to this day, and I'm glad that that place closed down and she's probably unemployed now.
that was
So, Britney Spears playing the Elephant Man.
Why?
Because she's old now. Going back to just paying out chicks for being old.
Yeah, you never ask a woman her age.
Yeah, I don't even know what her age is. She's probably not even that old. She's probably like 36.
That sounds like pretty spot on. So basically, she's the same age as...
Time to Google that shit, Jamie.
As like the cast of Friends was when the show ended.
They were 36.
Yeah,
don't
in the show.
Look it.
I've seen every episode multiple times.
What's going on with them now?
So
you would know.
Yeah, I do know. So Monica Courtney Cox.
She's 36.
Holy shit!
And this is kind of slack, but I think my casting of her as the Elephant Man is kind of spot on. She is not aged well. She is.
I think she looks. She looks pretty good right now, man. That picture.
Really,
is
she
right.
To me, she looks like a mum at Walmart. One of those ones that fights another one and squirts shampoo in their eyes while her kids kick the chick while she's there.
Dude, there's nothing hotter than mums at Walmart. Soccer
very
mums.
Specific fetish.
It's not a specific... Dude, soccer mum is like an entire porn category.
Oh, soccer mum is, yeah, but Walmart mums is not.
No, well, and not all of Walmart mums. Not the ones that are like trampling over other mums to get to like an above ground pool.
Which is what Britney Spears looks like.
I don't know, man. I don't know what you're saying here. I'm going to watch Crossroads again just after looking at that picture.
All I'm saying is if I had the opportunity to plow Britney Spears, it would only be because she's famous.
Hey, I thought you loved her.
I did, when she was, like, in Toxic.
Dad.
Now that she's in Vegas. Look, this is the point when celebrities aren't hot anymore. When they have a contract with Vegas.
Hey, don't tread on her when she's down. Leave Britney alone.
Actually, fair enough, whatever that guy's name is. All right, what are we talking about next?
So, the next one. Why do I have to carry my groceries?
We're in the 2LT studio, and we're just relaying 2LT topics.
Yeah, so this is a topic that is trending, and hence, it's something that we should talk about. And I'm
so
Wali Ali.
Yeah, you basically are. You're a Pakistani guy called Ali.
Yeah, but
we
like,
should have that as a segment for now on something we should talk about with Ali.
Dude, that could be the next one, because this is like me talking about like politics again. So something we should talk about.
Yeah, but it's definitely nothing that Wali Ali would ever talk about.
Yeah, and it's something like...
Because it's not... Donald Trump is actually not funny. No, Waleed, you're not funny. Stop trying to say jokes. Trump is fucking hilarious. We've been through this before, and we'll go through it again.
Yeah, he's very, very lame. That is true. Because I actually, well, I've stopped listening to it, but I want to get back into it. Because I used to listen to his podcast, The Minefield. Mm. Basically, I think it was just me and your mum who listened to that podcast.
She did?
But you told me she did.
Probably. Anything that's on Radio National, she'd be listening to. Mm. Yeah, I think if she didn't, she'd probably just disappear into the void for even a second.
So Wali Dali, dude, he tries so hard to be funny.
Does he?
I mean, yeah. And the thing is, you know what this problem was? Just because like, he could play the guitar and he was like he knows a thing or two about like what politics and... what law or whatever he just assumed that he was also like mad funny.
Yeah, like anyone who's ever done law. They always think they're geniuses at comedy. And basically what they do is they figure out that comedy works in threes. Ooh, one technique, mad expert.
Hey, if I can do law, I can do anything.
Yeah, that should just be the mantra. Stop putting it in Latin. Just say that.
Yeah,
just a lame public school in a country town. I can do that. I can do anything.
Anything. But you know what's like the worst thing about him? So academics crack lame jokes, but they're hilarious. Because like you don't expect them to crack jokes.
But on top of that, I've been thinking about this a lot. And sorry, I know this is off topic. And this is something we shouldn't be talking about. Wale does it again. But... I've been observing why intellectuals are funny. And, you know, like, look, regardless of what your opinions are on Jordan Peterson, which it seems to be about 60% of my audience thinks he's mad and 40% of them detest him and think he's a Nazi devil incarnate. And I agree
ladder.
With the 40%. You would.
I actually you do would. Agree with the
40%. Okay, we'll talk about that later. You give me your
I don't have good
Jordan
points,
Peterson.
But I just don't like the direction he's making us head into.
This is the same as when people pay out
Sam
Harris.
Oh, except, no, excuse me. I do definitely disagree with him on his take on Marxism. But anyways, we'll talk about that some other time.
All right, but easy there, Ali.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. Marxism is the word of God.
That's so good that that's your version of that instead of just being some... Imagine if you were that, but it was just like, what do you say about One Direction?
Zayn is clearly the best.
Half you know what? Tacky, I do agree with
half
that.
Half represent.
He's clearly the hottest. You know, he's mixed his hot.
Yeah.
Except every now and then they come out and you're like, whoa, you look like a pug.
Yeah, you know what happens with them? The playwright Bernard Shaw, once he was at a party, and Bernard was like, he was a very intelligent man, but in the looks department, he failed miserably.
That's a shame. Bernard Shaw sounds hot.
Yeah, but no, he wasn't. So this hot chick was talking to him and clearly flirting with him and says, imagine if we had kids. Your brains and my beauty? And he says, oh, what if they get my beauty and your brains? I think those are the fucked mixed ones.
Such an early 20th century joke. what was I saying?
Intellectuals, why are they funny?
Yeah, because they're truly individuals. Anyone who... This is something that people don't understand about comedy, because a lot of people try and copy... what they see, I guess, Will Ferrell movies. Everyone's got that fucking Anchorman voice when they're putting on a joke.
Totally not Sacha Baron Cohen. That shit's different.
Yeah, stay tuned. Become a Patreon member to know what we're talking about. And it is so worth giving us money for the rest of your life, just to know. And so what makes them... Because this is the thing. When you listen to most American talk shows, you could basically replace them with half of the people in New York, and it'd be about as funny as what it is. But, in fact, it'd be way funnier. Having some old Jew there going like, show you like to dance, huh? Where you go to do the dance now? You go to the disco tech? That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, the ones that still say disco.
You like to boogie?
Dude, my dad said that. He's like, so, do you go through the disco?
Pathetic.
Yeah.
This man doesn't know. Your dad doesn't know that it's not the 19th century, does he? He's always referencing steam engines and Marxism.
But like, as if Nazism engines. Is still a growing threat. Hey, actually, it
no,
is.
No, all of the net seems
is
to think that.
It's a growing threat. It's made a comeback. But anyway.
And you know who the head of it is?
Jordan Peterson. That is true. You're laughing now. Give it 10 years. Jordan Peterson is going to be the reason for the decline of civilized humanity.
That would be hilarious if that was the reason.
God.
You're
but safe because you're white. Sorry, go on. Yeah, intellectual.
Yeah, because they've spent their entire life reading books. So all of their mannerisms, the way they speak, the tonality of them is just total individual. They've spent so much time that nobody said that the way that you present yourself is weird.
No, they get a pass.
I know. It turns around because also they're feeding you with so much knowledge that you respect them. Yeah. So they're bizarre mannerisms. Like the fact that Jordan Peterson sounds like my friend Farbs from high school with lung cancer. That's really endearing now. Or the fact that Noam Chomsky is, without a doubt, the most boring man on earth. And he's the funniest.
And he's the funny. And how come like no one says Slavoj Žižek talks like he's on crack?
Yeah,
he keeps scratching himself.
Daffy Duck on crack.
Yeah, no one pays him out for that because like everyone's just like, I don't even know what Slavoj. Like, man, I like Slavoj, but like I don't understand like what he's trying to say. Most times, it's like, yeah, okay.
But how good is it that Chomsky sat there watching YouTube and just watching it in double slow motion? Then he's going, I've come to the conclusion that Slavoj Žižek says absolutely nothing.
It's true, but it's.
And how good is it that Slavoj Žižek had responses like, I know he hates me, but I still really like Chomsky.
I respect Chomsky. I respect
Stop
Chomsky.
Stop scratching your neck.
Yeah, calm down, dude. Yeah, so.
No, tell me why you don't like JP. As if that's not better clickbait than whatever we're going to talk about next.
Well, so one of the things that he was. Okay, here's the thing. I found there's no grand scheme of things that I particularly disagree with him on, except for the fact that his contribution to society is not necessarily leading us to a good spot.
Why not?
Dude, he's, well, because...
I reckon it is. Man. Dude, he's telling people to stand up straight. Lobsters are mad. What else is he talking? Read the Gulag Archipelago, which I'm doing now. I've thrust that cross above my shoulders. And let me tell you, that crowd's heavy as fuck. Man, if I could go back in time and whisper one thing to Jesus about the future, I'd be like, stop your bitching. You haven't read the Gulag Archipelago.
So, look,
it's
got
so heavy.
He's got some points in terms of, like, you know, PC culture going to a extreme that, you know, I guess most people are sort of like realizing that, okay, we need to like calm down about shit.
But don't you think on top of that, he's using the PC culture thing as clickbait to feed into self-help points?
Okay, look, I haven't like really checked out his self-help points, but here's a few things that I was listening to him the other day and I disagreed with. For one, he was saying, because he was like, he's so against Marxism that he was saying, poverty is not a factor for crime. Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, he's saying from a psychological perspective. This is what's so interesting about him talking about it, all these issues. Because, yeah, it's a factor when you're talking about it from pure economics, in that you haven't been educated, you don't have the opportunities to do anything else other than steal. But he is saying that if you have the resolve of a mind of a saint, you will not do the devil's work.
Yeah, that's basically Ben Carson's argument. Ben Carson is like,
well, Ben Carson on point. He's as sleepy as he is right.
You don't have to be in a ghetto. You can come out. And if you work hard, you could become a neurosurgeon. And who knows? The next president of this country. But dude,
that didn't happen.
Yeah. Hence, he's wrong. If you grow up in a hood, you cannot
become
the
president.
But the question of crime being a factor in poverty is not a psychological question. It's not an individual question, because crime is not an individual phenomena. It's a sociological question. And if you look,
but it's also
at,
an individual question.
I mean, it's an individual question. Yeah, sure. If someone was, you know, had the resolve of like making it and trying to attain knowledge and trying to get out of the position of poverty, you know, if you're that hardworking, I understand that you could make something of yourself. I mean, so most of the billionaires, especially the self-made ones, tend to be people that weren't very affluent, unless you're a tech billionaire, which means you're from the middle class. But like, you know, old billionaires, the ones that like ended up making empires, factories, they were just, yeah, they came from like poor backgrounds. So in a sense, he is right. They had the resolve to make something of themselves. But this is not an individual question. You can individually expect someone to do that, but you can't expect the entire hood to do that.
No, but he's also right in that places that have the most socially progressive policies in the world, Scandinavia, for example, still have crime. They have some of the highest rates of heroin addiction in the Western world.
Well, I don't think heroin addiction should be a crime anyways. And plus, like, Scandinavia is way better in terms of crime compared to, like, a poverty-stricken area like South Sudan or India or even Brazil, for that matter.
Do you have stats? Because if you don't, you can just shut your mouth.
So you think there's like more extortion, kidnapping in Norway compared to like South Sudan?
That's what I'm arguing. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. Jordan Peterson, a man of wisdom.
No, but
dude, he just hates Scandinavia. That's his thing.
Yeah,
Scandinavia
does.
Came
and
out
dude,
with
so
that
do
equal
I.
Pay.
Fuck them. Like, I do, I like their policies, but on top of can you stop being robots? They are the closest thing humanity has made so far to AI. They, talking to them is like talking to the cash register at Coles. Now, anyway.
Hey, that was our fucking segment, and I don't know where we've gone. Anyway,
where my plastic bag?
Where my plastic bag?
I don't even know if it was called that, but it's called that from now on.
No.
Where my plastic bag? Yeah, no. Look, I understand, and obviously I'm a huge proponent of, you know, the public sector being fully funded so that you can tackle poverty and reduce crime rates. Obviously, it's just better for a million other reasons. And on top of that, every person that you lift out of poverty is another potential Einstein that can go underground. Things that get all that.
No, probably not, but that doesn't matter. They still should be gotten out of poverty. Just because, like, that's the other fucking mindset that I hate. Just like, oh, every poor person is missed an opportunity to be the next Einstein. You know what? The odds are they probably won't be an Einstein. But that doesn't mean, oh, if that's the case, then yeah, stay povo, cunt.
Why not? Well, now you've ripped me off it. Now I'm fully on Jordan Ben Shapiro's side now.
Well,
fuck him.
Well, they could, even if they're not an Einstein, they could be a productive member of society.
Yeah,
they could be paying your taxes.
Not the next Einstein, the next tradie that overcharges you for plumbing.
Yeah, exactly. They could be that guy.
But it still doesn't take away the main point, which is it doesn't. What he's saying, what I'm imagining, this is amazing. It's so good that Jordan Peterson has kind of become Gen Y's Bible, yeah. Where he just says things
that
people
not
just.
What Jesus said. Wait, hold up, Jordan said.
Yeah. Like how abolitionists and anti-abolitionists would use the same verse in the Bible to justify slavery or why they should get rid of slavery, that's what Jordan Peterson's turned into.
Yeah, I have my own interpretation of him. In fact, if you look at 2 minutes 23 seconds on the second time he appeared on Joe Rogan, he said a word that has multiple interpretations.
Yeah, instead of the book of Josh or whatever, just the
Matthew,
pod of Joe.
Luke, fuck him. Jordan.
Yeah, the pod of Joe, the pod of H3H.
Those are the gospels. Those are the fucking gospels. That is retarded.
But at the same time, pretty mad. It's just a funny time to exist.
Yeah, it is a hilarious time to exist. And also, how cool is it that Jordan Peterson retweeted or shared your video?
It was the highlight of my life. I don't know which was a bigger accomplishment of mine. Me paying out Alex Jones, but in a loving way, and him liking it, or Jordan Peterson retweeting me doing an impression of him and writing, somewhat amusing.
Dude, it's good that he said somewhat. Didn't he just say, mostly for the Shapiro impersonation?
He said that on Twitter. Oh, no, yeah. He said on Twitter, somewhat amusing, but mostly for the Ben Shapiro. And then on Facebook, he said, this might be amusing.
This might be amusing.
But yeah, look, I think what he's saying is it doesn't matter because at the same time, there's kids from extremely wealthy families and you know it. I mean, dude, wealth is not necessarily, it is an indicator that you will probably do better in life, but it's not necessarily the case, right? Like, one of your billionaire Pakistani friends used to have Coke in a water cooler. I mean, he's not a genius, right?
True story. Dude, he is not a genius at all. Like, I don't know where you got that ridiculous idea from.
Yeah, we've got more than enough evidence on this podcast to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's, you know, he's not the next Einstein either.
No. We failed on that one. We should have kept that guy in poverty. Because he's not the best person.
But what he's, like, you know, there's a lot of, and I know them as well, rich people that are drug addicts now, despite giving, handed every opportunity in the world, and when they screw up, being paid lavish amounts to go and see psychologists and counselors, and still screwing up. What he's saying is, at the end of the day, the thing that moves you in life from one place to the next is your mind. I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
That you need to become psychologically healthy.
No, dude, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying, like, a statement like poverty is not a contributor in crime. Because it's...
Did he actually say that?
Excuse me, are you dating me? He did say that.
You haven't read Maps of Meaning and 12 Rules, so I don't think you're qualified to talk about what Jordan Peterson said.
No, you're way more qualified to say what he said. But the thing, I haven't read those books either, but I have seen his podcast.
And just as a quick word of warning, Ali, as soon as you finish Maps of Meaning, a fedora does grow out of your head.
No, okay, screw that. That's one point, and that's like I'm cherry picking here. But The other thing that he was, so I was watching
his... But I agree with you, and I agree with Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, so you're safe. Everyone's happy. Everyone's happy.
Just appease the 60 of the 40% of our audience, give us money.
One of the other things that he was saying, again, I guess it's like a small point, but he was talking to a another academic, basically one of those green-haired, you know, like, I don't know what's the most politically correct way to put it.
Cuck.
No, it was a woman who was in feminist theory.
Oh, what are they called again? Triggly puffs.
Oh my god! How good is that phrase? I am such a soy boy.
You are.
I am.
Look at that haircut, soy boy. You look like you should work for BuzzFeed.
Get the fuck away! Yeah, $2 steak versus $200 steak.
All right, we should do this as a podcast thing. Both Miss Love and I should flip a coin. And whoever loses should suck one of your nipples to see if milk comes out. To see if you're truly a soy boy.
A soy boy. Hey, it's not the first time someone's attempted that. And by the way, great milk. So he was basically like, so this woman, so Jordan Peterson's a man of faith, I gather. And that's totally respectable. Like, I have nothing against that in per se. But he was talking to this one person, and he was trying to argue with her that her entire life is based on Judeo-Christian principles.
Her entire life or his?
No, the woman's entire life. Because not like her entire life, but he was saying that you have benefited from the Judeo-Christian traditions, which again I kind of agree with as well. But his points were, so he was like. So, and she was arguing, like, I don't know what you're saying. I don't think I have anything to do with that. And he was saying, but you're a writer, right? That's a Judeo-Christian tradition. And for some reason, she was like, oh, stumped. But the thing is, there's like a lot of people that write that word.
Once part again, of the destroy.
Destroy, but that's not true. Dude, what about,
yeah, who wrote first? It's a Babylonian tradition.
No, I'm pretty sure Chinese wrote first.
Did they?
Yeah. Or, no, they invented paper. Either way, I am pretty
sure. No. I'm pretty sure that writing emerged where modern-day Iraq is, but I can't remember if it was the Babylonians or the Mesopotamians.
No,
it
has
one of
to
those.
Be the Babylonians, because modern-day Iraq was the Babylonians.
Okay.
But either way, they had nothing to do with Judeo-Christian traditions. Like, I kind of agree with
How
him
do you
that...
know they weren't Christians? You weren't there.
Well, isn't everyone a Christian until they just realize Jesus? That's what Muslims believe. Everyone is born Muslim, but their parents tell them to
be Christian. Damn. Jordan Peterson and ISIS finally see eye to eye. So what have we learned from this podcast today? That he's a Nazi ISIS sympathiser.
Yeah, there's nothing...
this is just commie Nazis at 12 o'clock.
There isn't much difference between Abu Bakr Baghdadi and Jordan Peterson. They're both spreading hate, okay? What's the difference?
Wait, so those are the two things that you don't like about him? Dude, no offence, but this is always what I see when people hate on Jordan Peterson to an irrational level. It's really irrational.
No, I don't hate him. And I agree with, most of what he says. But I just don't like the fact that it empowers... It gives an intellectual base to people that are arguing for, quite discriminatory things.
I agree with that. But at the end of the day, who would you rather them getting their teachings from? Jordan Peterson or Rush Limbaugh? Because that's the alternative. Don't you reckon?
Jordan
yeah,
Peterson.
He's giving them finesse, Glenn and he's also Beck. Making them better people.
That I like. Okay, so there's something, man. Okay, this is. I remember a time when you weren't aware of Jordan Peterson, you weren't into it, and I thought that Jordan Shanks would love Jordan Peterson because he basically is the same in terms of opinions in society, and Jordan Peterson's into self-help. Jordan Shanks.
Yeah, something about
Jordan. Something.
If your name is Jordan and you listen to this podcast, write in and tell us that you hate self-help if you do, and give us your reasons why. But I've got this is the working theory from now on. If your name is Jordan, you're going to really like the book I'm Okay, You're Okay.
I haven't read that book. But yes,
it's not great. But it's like when you watch Monty Python now, and everyone goes, "It's funny," but you watch it back, and you're like, "No," but you still got to pay it its dues because it took comedy to a different place. It's kind of the same with I'm Okay, You're Okay. Anyway, the point is, Patreon, give us money, and the next thing is...
No, it is the... It's the... Why do I have to carry my groceries?
Should we just... Okay, let's just cover that in 5 minutes. I mean, seeing all these people that are going, the only reason why Coles banned plastic bags is so they can make money, because they know that people are going to forget their bags, and then they're going to have to charge another $1 for more bags. That's your conspiracy theory now? We went from like 9/11 was an inside job to Coles banned plastic bags to get like an extra buck out of you?
Yeah, Coles and Woolworths both. And you know what? It's the same bullshit argument as the carbon tax where you're just putting money on carbon. Yeah, but it's effective. Okay, first of all, it's about time that we ended single-use plastic.
Yes.
I mean,
preach.
It's quite ridiculous that we're still... Because I don't have to explain how toxic plastic bags are. And
it's more toxic than masculinity.
It's more... Excuse me, hold up. That statement is incorrect. There is nothing more toxic than masculinity.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
An octopus strangulating is all right. The end of the world is okay. I don't know why we're getting into this territory, dude. People hate us. People hate me. I don't even agree with most of this
shit. It's so good. I'm pretty sure the people that actually do give us money on Patreon are the people that hate us most. If almost like 90% of the comments are always just like, your audio is shit. I didn't like what you said about celebrities last week. I like Chris Tucker. Well, we do too.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing wrong with Chris Tucker. Have you seen his new stand-up? It's shit, though.
Yeah, but it's good shit.
Yeah, well, he's still talking about Bill Clinton. Like,
and
dude, it
still works, man.
It still works, I guess. I mean, it's a time machine. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No, but, well, so there. One thing, first of all, I take one for the team. Every time people are like, you guys are misogynists, and I'll just be like, okay, fine, I'm a misogynist too. But single-use plastic bags is exactly the same argument as the carbon tax, which is that it makes... Okay, so first of all, Woolworths and Coles alone, well, I can tell you, each of them make $40 billion a year.
Mm.
That's definitely more than 40 billion plastic bags a year.
Is it?
Dude, because like obviously, if they're making $40 billion, then...
No, it can't be it, because usually when you go to the groceries, you're spending 50 bucks or... $100.
Yeah, but then like you use multiple bags. Either way, it's a sizable amount.
A bag a dollar.
Hey, I got a
like,
bag.
Do you buy one of the Turkish delights at the front cover and put it in a bag? You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I hate third world. Lobsters. No, but
stop. What is it with the third world and plastic?
Dude, because it's cheap. That's what's up about it.
Okay,
and that's why people are arguing. But
not like everything
thing,
else with the sad third even world.
My,
it's pretty sad.
Even my brother was saying the same thing. It's just a way to make more money. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? It's about fucking time. And
if they are making money out of it, so what?
And that's just how taxation works. So, like, cigarettes could be very cheap.
Cost nothing to make.
Yeah, they cost very little to make, but it's expensive because the government taxes it a lot.
Mm.
And it's not so, ooh, let's make money of them ciggies. It's because you stop smoking cigarettes. I'm like a case in point,
Ali, telling it like it is.
Damn right. That's why you come here at Friendly Geordie's podcast, now rebranded Friendly Jimmy's podcast. Huge difference.
Yeah. And is seeming to be rebranded as Ali Let's Loose.
No change on this one.
Yes, who let the Ali out?
So stop whining about plastic bags.
Yeah, shut up about it.
Give it 2 weeks. You'll forget about this inconvenience because it'll become your normal day-to-day life. And then you're going to go back to shitting on whoever you hate. Rice Gump, maybe? Whatever your shtick is.
Thanks, Ali. That's you know what? That was soul cleansing. I feel like you just cleaned out my chakras, which is so good that a South Asian man did that.
Mm-hmm. I might as well be a yogi. Have you tried?
You would get so much more pussy if you were.
Oh, dude. Okay, why didn't I just get into meditation?
You should have.
I should. I always look down on it. I was always like, bullshit. It destroys your intellectual faculties. Why do you want to think about nothing? Because you want to think about everything.
Actually, you know what? I should probably give them a plug because they started giving me free books. But Hey House Productions, because I've still got that self-help channel, so they're always sending me books going, if you'd like, you could put it on your YouTube channel and recommend it. But I'm always going, yeah, well, you know, I could do that. But
that's how you know you've made it, when you get free shit.
Free shit. It's definitely it. Oh, discounts God. When you walk into stores and free shit. It's not about the money. It's about the gifts.
Am I talking to a celebrity? I am so lucky.
But
come on, send us like shit that I could use.
Why don't you like self-help, Ali?
Because maybe I need to get into it. Did you say it gets pussy?
Yes. What? There is so many books about how to get pussy.
Well, all right. I'm on.
And there's way less books about how to get dick because, like, it's easy. Basically, this is what you do. You walk down the street.
Yeah. Dude, if you're, no matter how you look, if you're a woman and you walk out and just scream out, who wants to have sex with me? I bet one person is going to be like, I'll do it. It's me. You're a guy.
You'll probably hear me panting, running to your house with a lift.
Hold up. Not ethnic? Sorry.
In my case, you do have to be, have extremely slanty eyes for me to even consider it. But if you look remotely Asian or like maybe 10 generations ago, you might have, one of your parents had an affair with a Chinese gold digger. Maybe I'll consider it. But why are we talking about having sex with Chinese people?
Well, excuse me, in your case, Chinese people. I'm basically the same as you, but I don't know why I pay you out when I've got the same dilemma.
Yeah. It's just anyone whose skin is whiter than cottage cheese. What were we fucking... Jesus.
Well, we were talking about name that celebrity, right?
Yeah, let's play that again. I'd be very happy to do that for an hour.
Who do you think Cleopatra should be played by? No, well, it's about time because it's almost 50 minutes and we need to move on to our meaty segment.
Right. God, this sounds like play school.
No, excuse me. Listen to this. So, Pakistan is... not anymore. It's gone. Poof. It still exists. And they're going through an election, so...
It's now just called Hated India.
No.
Which is what it is.
Better India is an appropriate term for the country. India, but not lame. So
it's kind of true. Pakistan is just more boss. And if you are Indian... retort that in the Patreon. Become a Patreon member first, but then retort it in the Patreon comments. If you are Indian, defend yourself against Pakistan. Why are you cooler? Because obviously I'm going to be biased at this point, but I really do think that Pakistani people, when I meet them, are just a little more... They're just a little more like a African-American dude. They've got like a bit more swagger.
Thank you very much. I'm glad the world is realizing
it. But that's a pretty lame way to... Because South Indians don't have swagger. So it's just like... We're going to have to put it... RT swagger.
Yeah, swagger, but like shitter. So the segment is called... How Climate Change is Influencing the Pakistani Elections.
Damn.
There you go. So this is... You know, remember when you said climate change is a hoax? Well,
still believe it.
Still believe it because it could be a hoax. But if you don't, then it's actually in. So what's happening is that, in 2007 there was a military. So there was obviously like a military general, the one that you did your video on, President Musharraf.
Hmm.
He was ousted by democratic forces essentially. A new civilian government came into force. Now, this new civilian government, because the country is so divided, if it's truly democratic, it's hard for shit to happen, as in, like, to get shit done. So Pakistan is going through an extreme water crisis, where the country entirely depends on water. It's still primarily an agricultural country. Even the industries are heavily dependent on water. There's huge... So because of change in climate, because of change in weather patterns, it either just pours or it's just extremely dry.
There's pouring's all right.
Well, pouring is all right if you've got fucking dams. And these guys don't have dams because... So there's a northern province and then there's the southern province, right? There's always like every election, either the northern province, which is known as the Punjab, wins, like their party wins, or the southern province, which is the Sindh, their party wins. The southern.
Okay, so it's not like Labour and Liberal where it's a division between workers and capital. Oh my God, yeah. Dude, it's just tribes.
Exactly, right?
Oh my God.
So which is why.
So backwards.
So
they've got nukes.
Update. No, but like the nukes are that's why there's a third political force. Okay. So the southern province just doesn't want dams to be built, even though they highly depend on water. They just don't trust the northern province because the dams are to be built there. So they have the control of flow of water. Hence,
but they're not getting water anyway.
Well, they're like, I'd rather starve. Because the thing is, like, now when it rains, it just flows through the river. It sometimes floods, and most of it is it goes into the Arabian Sea.
Right.
So it's wasted. But they don't trust the northern province to build dams because then they'll have control of water. The northern province says that they will let the water through because we need dams. And so this entire...
But Pakistan has a history of turning off water to punish its citizens.
I don't know where you so, got damn from.
Yeah, you got a good, pretty good guarantee there.
Well, and you know what? There is a trust deficit, and there are reasons for that trust deficit. But at the same time, someone needs to build those goddamn dams because climate change is just making it way worse. Mm. There are areas in Pakistan that are like just not habitable anymore. So one of the coolest desert. Well, not in terms of cold, but like cool in the sense that it's one of the only deserts in the world that you can grow shit in.
Mm.
So there's people living there.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess like, dude, I'm not like a biologist. It's like the interesting thing is like, for 2 days in a year, the entire desert becomes green.
Hmm.
When it rains, and then it becomes like a desert again in 2 days. But they can still grow shit. But the problem now is because rain is like it's just so irregular that these areas you can't grow anything over there. So kids are like, you know, the people are like in horrible conditions. It's just like they're starving essentially. So now you've got to move. Anyways, climate change is affecting Pakistan in a very bad way. There's some good things happening as well, which also will come in the next election.
I like this. You evolved because I remember talking about climate change ages ago. And as someone who's just from a first world country, it's basically the only thing that I'm concerned with, right? But you coming from a third world country, I remember it, and being a goddamn Marxist. You had the same opinion on the environment as hippies did in the 60s, and you basically had the same radical transformation where it was from 1960 going, man, the only reason people want to conserve nature is so they can hunt deers, man. It's got nothing to do with the poor people, man. And then, like, by 1961, that was just like, they read, like, A Quiet Summer or something, and it was just like, oh, shit, man, we got to do something about the bees, man. And that happened to you.
So here's the thing. I have definitely evolved in my opinion of climate change and its effects since 2000. But that was 2012, man. I was 19 years old. I wasn't saying that climate change... I was wrong, but I wasn't saying that climate change is not happening. I wasn't like saying it's
a
hoax.
No, you were just saying it was unimportant.
No, I was saying it was unimportant because it's exaggerated. As in like... It's
so you had John Howard's opinion.
Yes, all right. I'm not proud of it, but whatever. And now my country's on fire.
It's all your fault.
And Australia,
you should have warned them.
Well, yeah. Well, it's not my fucking country anymore. So, like, whatever, cunts.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough. I kind of like I'm going for Australia now.
But on top of that, don't you reckon that your brother was right anyway when you were talking to him about climate change? And he goes, "Man, who cares? Pakistan's fucked anyway."
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I love him. He is Pakistani Bill Burr. He's cosmically Pakistani right.
How it's affecting climate change is that so these two parties are constantly winning, and because because if the democratic forces are in play, none of these dams or reservoirs are going to be built. So now the army is essentially saying, enough with this democracy. We need these dams. So fuck you and your democratic bullshit. So they've
really?
Got. So they're now supporting the cricketer turned politicians party.
The army.
The army is, and basically what they're doing is, so the prime minister is. They just announced like a 10-year jail sentence for him because there's a clause in the constitution, which is like a ridiculous clause. The clause is that you need to be honest and trustworthy to be the prime minister. Such subjective shit. So basically, whoever they don't like, they're like, yeah, and they basically, and they've got the courts on their side. So they just tell the courts to just be like, just disqualify him and say that he's not honest or trustworthy.
Because the military is like the mining industry here. It's the real power.
Yes, yep. Exactly. So it's the biggest, the most, and they kind of, so in a way, like, it's a very confusing thing for a Democrat like myself. I recognize how important it is to build dams. Don't get me wrong. It is the biggest issue. And also, like, water management in general. Climate change is going to fuck that country. The Taliban won't. Straight up. The Taliban, temporary phenomena, they're going to be gone. They're dead. There's
like, what do they kill? Like a few thousand people a year?
Yeah, a few. Yeah, who cares?
I don't.
Yeah, like, you know, but I care about
water management. I'm Alfred Deakin reincarnated. Yeah.
So they're basically like, they're kind of doing this witch hunt where they're.
Who is? The military.
The military, yep. In cahoots with the courts. The judiciary. So whoever they're thinking is going to be elected in opposition to the cricketer turned politicians party, they're basically just either they're saying, so they'll say, all right, move away, switch your alliances to the different party. If they'll say,
what does that mean?
So that means move to the cricketer turned politician Imran Khan's party.
The opposition?
The opposition. Like, the government... So, they're awarding tickets, right? The tickets in the sense that a party would give someone a ticket to stand for the elections.
Mm.
And usually, unlike in Australia, where the party usually gets the vote, over there, because they're so tribalistic, it's often the person who is standing for those tickets who's the crowd puller. So, a local landlord in a particular region... is going to get elected. He's an electable.
Bows.
And whatever party he sides with, or if he's independent, he's kind of going to win.
Damn, this motherfucking ancient Rome in the 3rd century.
In some areas, it's like, especially the urban areas, it is the party that gets the vote, but often based on ethnicities.
Mm.
So anyway, so the army in cahoots with the courts is either telling them to switch alliances, like change over to whoever we're supporting, become an independent, which basically means once the elections are over, they could guide the independent to wherever they want. And if you refuse to do any of this stuff, and you remain your anti-establishment, anti-military sort of for democratic worldview, then you're just going to be like either in jail or we're going to disqualify you based on corruption allegations.
So that cricketer guy is going to win?
I think he's going to win.
Because, you think he is, or because, like, it's pretty much certain?
No, it's not certain, because at the end of the day, they are elections. So the military...
So the military wouldn't stuff polls and...
Yeah, exactly, right? So that's the thing. So they can do all that they can in terms of, like, financing, intimidating political oppositions, jailing people that are likely to win, but they can't force people to vote for someone. Right, as in, like, not like an individual person. And at the end of the day, it is the individual that votes.
So it's not like Russia, then?
It's not like Russia in that sense. On a very
so it is more democratic than most third world countries.
Yeah, but like, I mean, what is judiciary kicking off prime ministers is not particularly democratic. Like, it's not...
Yeah, I know. Like, it's obviously not going to be like Australia, right? But it's still pretty impressive for somewhere where, like, most people haven't ever shat in a toilet.
That is not true. This is not India.
I forgot. It's good India.
Yeah, dude. The best thing was I was reading this online troll, and an Indian was basically just saying, like, on some YouTube comment, he was saying, someone mentioned, like, Karachi, the city, and they're like, oh, wow, Karachi has airports. And a Pakistani dude's comeback was, yeah, and toilets too, cunt. So the toilet
Take
issue is
that.
Yeah, the toilet issue
you
is like.
Elephant worshippers.
I'm not saying like everyone has a toilet in Pakistan, but like it's more of an Indian issue. Like we've got the toilet situation covered. We know where.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in Australia not everyone has a toilet. Just go to Newtown. I bet you both, most of them are broken. They just shit in the garden.
But man, like, oh, different topic. But like certain areas in Northern Territory actually don't have toilets. But anyways.
well, we can sum that up in one word.
So the government is kind of pushing, the military and the establishment is kind of pushing and forcing these elections to go in a particular way for what they consider to be urgent issues, like water management.
And you think the military has the right idea?
Well, I think the military has the right idea, but I don't think the military, it's the military's job to do it. At the end of the day...
Yeah, but nothing's going to get done.
I know, but like, at the end of the day, like... These are temporary solutions. And also...
Dams?
Well, no, not dams. But, like, once you force your way through in a dictatorial manner, you might be able to get short-term gains, which is, yeah, you might be able to build a dam or two. But you don't... But what you need for something... Like, for a society to progress and become modernized is a consensus. And only political leaders can do that. Institutions can't do that. A general from the military can't solve, let's say like an Australian general, however wise, intelligent he might be, he can't do what Pauline Hanson or Tony Abbott can do, because they represent the people, not some sort of an institution. So organic change is vital for long-lasting change. And as much as I sympathize with the idea of building dams, God, dude, like if someone told me, like, again, it's extremely important to build those dams, but at the end of the day, it has to be the civilian governments that do it, because without that consensus, nothing can happen. What the military can try to do, and they have done it to their credit, try to facilitate that consensus, and it's failed, because the country is a shithouse. But I don't
but
know,
do
man.
Do you like the cricketer?
I like the cricketer, but I just don't like the way he's dealing with things. So the cricketer is actually one of the good things that he's done. So he has he has government in one of the province, a KP province, and he's
what's a KP province?
So it's like the name of the province. KP. It stands for Khyber Pakhtunkhwa.
Okay.
There you go.
Well,
that's
I'll
why
remember that.
Now you know why it's called the KP province. Dude, most Pakistanis call it KP province.
Yay.
But like so
could it like KFC? So easier to say.
Easy. He's planting 1 billion trees.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, and that's
a lot of trees, man.
That's a lot of trees, and that's really, really cool.
Jeez, what a dumb podcaster thing to say. That is, for anyone who just knew this, 1 billion is like more than 1 million.
Yeah. No, 1 billion trees is a significant amount. And
what was his reason for that?
Well,
he likes foliage.
No, climate change.
Was it?
Yeah. Climate change, and he also... And
man, he's got the same... Dude, this guy's basically Clover Moore, who's the mayor of Sydney.
Well, so he's just four... Like,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Clover Moore for president of Pakistan.
Mm.
He's got my vote.
Yeah, he's got my vote.
Anyone who plants 1 billion
too.
Trees is a legend.
Yeah, and not only that, he's done a few things. You know what's the other great thing that he's done? He's not particularly a bad guy. He's basically... He's introduced... what Obamacare is, right, which is a subsidized insurance scheme for healthcare to one of the poorest provinces in Pakistan.
How much does it cost? Like 2 cents a year?
Do you know how much it costs? Actually, it costs...
Is this with Grameen Bank or some shit?
No. They've got
or
these...
some shit.
You know, it actually costs, I think, $25 a month.
That's heaps.
Dude, healthcare is expensive, but it's still like... It's still not that much. Wait, no. $25 in 6 months.
Well, how much does the average person earn?
So the per capita income is $5,000 a year.
So $25.50. Yeah, you can swing that.
Yeah, no, but they're mostly not paying for it. The government is subsidizing it.
Uh-huh.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah.
So what's that done is, because healthcare is cheap over there, there's like a lot of povo doctors just roaming around, it's incentivized. For the first time, poor people have now access to government-subsidized healthcare, which is forcing the private market to build up these hospitals because now it's profitable. Because there's so many poor people, and they all have these insurance cards that the insurance company pays for, so they're actually building, so healthcare is getting better. which is a remarkable thing. So there's a lot of good things about this cricketer turned politician guy. But at the same time, I just like, man, at the end of the day, I'm a Democrat and I just don't like the way he's trying to get into power.
I don't know, man. If someone said that they're forcing Bill Shorten in, if the military did that,
would you be cool with that?
Zero problems with that.
I guess that's the difference. Yeah.
What?
I mean, like, I wouldn't be cool with that. What do you think? Who cares?
Can we do a poll? I'd like to know what the podcast audience thinks about that. But if there was a good dictator in power, more power to him.
No, a society needs to be governed by the will of people. And
why?
If they want to blow themselves
up,
then
suck balls.
Yeah, but who gives you the right to make decisions for them?
Me, because I've read more than they have.
Yeah,
dude, they think the carbon tax was going to cause lamb to cost $100 a leg. I don't want that person voting.
At the end of the day, look, all you can do is like try to influence them. You can educate them, but it's their decision.
Or you could have a junta. I'm going for option B, baby. Especially in a country like Pakistan, where it's not even about bankrolling an advertising campaign. It's like Neanderthals versus Homo sapiens.
Yes, that is exactly what it is. Less evolved human beings.
Which ones are the less evolved?
The Neanderthals.
Yeah, I know that, but like in Pakistan, come on.
I am not saying those. I am not saying that. I don't want...
But give us a rundown.
I don't write change the date. but yeah, so...
What was I saying?
But you know who is the Neanderthal? Baluchistan, the one that you made
everyone
a video.
Everyone hate them.
No, they don't hate them. They're just like...
Don't they?
So they're like... Okay, so they... I don't know how to say this in the most appropriate way.
Okay, if it was Middle Earth, they'd be dwarves. Like, they're just not cool.
Yeah, how is that appropriate? No, they're basically just like the least fortunate. They've been fucked over here.
So in Middle Earth, what would they be?
The dwarves.
Thank you. I rest my case.
But you know what's interesting about them? Are they
the mining people?
No, they are like shorter than the rest of the country. The military has a requirement of everyone being a minimum height of 5'8". Except if you're from that province, you can get in if you're 5'5", because they just can't find enough. So they are technically dwarfs, I guess. But so...
Dude! So, Pakistan! God's joke!
Hey, Pakistani, great news. Hey, come on, we could be a joke. So like, you know, so in a way, that's my... climate change is influencing, and that's the other thing. On a grander scale of things, climate change is not only destroying the environment, it's also destroying democratic institutions and democracy all over the world, because it's putting a timeline on what you need to achieve. Like societies like Europe and like Australia being a subsidiary of European powers, they evolved over time. There wasn't a time clock to become modernized. The problem with like third world countries now, especially the ones that are being like heavily influenced by climate change, is that they have to do it rapidly, and unfortunately, they can't do it rapidly because these things need time. It's an evolution, not a revolution, right? So I'm conflicted. On one hand, I agree that there needs to be strong water management because the country would go to shits. Honestly, because it'll just like dog eat dog world, they'll kill each other. But at the same time, I want to see a democratic country where the will of the people is what informs the government rather than some institution that has managed to hijack all the power.
It's a pretty good conclusion. I just want to know before we go, this is just bonus features, I guess, the director's commentary. Tell me the difference between the two major parties there.
They kind of represent different ethnicities and clans.
So there's nothing else. It's just they punish the other one when they're in. That's about it.
Yeah. So one of them is more
Damn,
pseudo
footy teams
left.
Enter parliament.
The one of them is more pseudo left, but
which
the
one's that?
The day,
north or south?
So south.
South.
South's more pseudo left. The other one's like more right. But the thing is.
But what are their policy differences?
That's the thing. None.
None.
I mean, they've got like these social differences, as in like one of them is like more less religiously influenced in terms of the way they govern, And the other one's like, so one of them would use less religious symbolism in governance. The other one would constantly involve religious symbolism. Other than that, their policy is kind of the same. They just look out for their own people that voted for them. And that's why there's no dams, because it's not like, you know, they're just like looking out for their people at the end of the day.
So what's this Indian guy looking out for? Sorry, the cricketer guy looking out for?
Well, he's from the Northern, as in like, if
so even he'd look out for them?
He'd look out for them. He has to, because that would be his base. Mm. He's managed to like create divisions within the Northern province, right? Because within the Northern province, the south of that Northern province always wanted their own province. And the North wasn't giving it to them because they're like, why are you dividing our power?
Mm.
And this cricketer-turned-politician guy is basically saying, I'll give you an administrative fee, which means you get your own budget. It's all economic at the end of the day. You get your own budget, you make your own decisions, you'll have your own chief minister, all of that sort of shit. So that's giving him political support. He's also like, he's not like a traditional politician, as in like, he's like an honest man. In the sense that all these politicians are corrupt in a way.
Mm.
So, but this guy isn't corrupt because he's just like, dude, like most people in Australia know him. He's Imran Khan. He's like, he was like one of the biggest cricketers, and he was like a socialite. Anyways, like if you were like in your 40s, you would know him.
Mm. And I think the most important question I have is his wife hot?
So the interesting thing is, so he married Jemima Goldsmith, who is the heiress of, can't remember her dad's name, but he basically was a billionaire. He married her, and then he made her move to Pakistan, and then he joined politics. And basically, because his wife was Jewish, the opposition or his political opponents used that to say, oh, she's part of the Zionist conspiracy, and made her life hell. So she said that, I like you, but I can't live in this country. I'm going to go back. So they divorced. Then, years later, 15 years later, because he was busy with his policy, he ended up marrying like a local TV anchor, and their marriage ended in like 7 months. They pulled off with Kim K. For all sorts of reasons. So, because he's like a massive name. He's a celebrity. He's would-be prime minister. He's a huge deal. He's probably the most famous Pakistani in the world right now.
And this chick basically hosted Saturday Disney and then did the weather on Channel 7.
Yes. And then they
got their own power.
So she essentially like took over the first lady's role too seriously, as in she was everywhere, and everyone was just like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, I did not watch KBL 2.
And then she was just like, in a very patriarchal country, she was just like, women's rights are human rights, and human rights are women's rights. And it's like, yeah, but who are you to say anything? Like, we like the guy. Anyways, so there were too many issues.
Pakistan's as awesome, a nation of Bill Burrs.
Yeah.
Why is your first lady saying
exactly
anything? She wasn't elected.
Yes, yes, that was their argument, essentially. And then he divorced her, and now he's married his spiritual leader.
What's a spiritual?
So he's basically,
is he
like
part of a cult?
In a way, they say like he tries to keep it in hiding, but he goes to these people that give him advices and shit, and
so he's like the South Korean president.
Yeah, and he married like his spiritual leader chick.
This is mad. This is just turned into Entertainment Tonight. I like this vibe better.
We should probably
tune in for more gossip about celebrities that you didn't know.
And also
next week,
join Patreon and then
become
donate
a member
if you want. So we record extra pod sessions and video sessions of the pod. So if you're interested,
and you get exclusive access,
and you basically decide what the segments are going to be.
It's a really good deal for a dollar.
Or two.
Yeah.
Or five. Whichever one.
Or 7 million.
$7 million
dollars a pod.
Can we please get Jemima Goldsmith to be our pod listener so she can like give
How good would it be if it actually did go into 7 million and then Gina Reinhart says like, I'm one of your two female fans.
By the way, Jemima Goldsmith was also hooking up with Hugh Grant. Fun fact. And Russell Brand.
Damn. What, so she's just fucked like all of the world's biggest playboys?
Damn. Dude, she's like a really nice
Do you
chick,
reckon
actually.
Before Do you she's reckon a before like he went out, do you reckon she fucked Hugh Hefner?
No, she's not that type. She only fucked Hugh Grant. Well, dude, she's actually like a really, really nice lady. She should have been like, dude, all of Pakistan would have been extremely happy if she was the first lady. She would not have gotten that treatment.
Is she white?
Yeah, she's white.
That's why they would have been happy, right? If it was any white chick at all.
She's just painted.
It was just like the guy, the chick that we just went to and in Coles, and she goes, you want a bag 15 cents? Like, they'd be happy if she was the first lady.
probably. It does help that she was white. But on the, but on the other hand, like, she is like a champ of a woman.
Yeah, I'll look her up. I'll be the judge of that.
All right.
And you give us money. That's what you have to do. That's your homework. And thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.